Mr. Alex Boone.
What's up, Teddy? Thanks so much. I appreciate you. You're the best. Good luck to you. Godspeed. What's going on, guys?
What's it been like?
Great. It's good to be back in the Midwest.
What are these workouts like? The same as in San Francisco? Is it different at all? What is an off-season like?
I mean, it's different everywhere, but you know, I really like it a lot here. The strength coach, he's great. The guys are great. Really coming along great.
Do you try to bond as much as anything, get to know guys as quick as anything? Is that a big part of it for you?
No, I like to push them away as far as possible and then maybe come around in the end. Of course.
Be aloof, right?
Come on. Yes.
So then just say, yeah, it's a great time for us to bond.
This is a great time for us
to get together outside of football, too.
Outside of football. We've been hanging out a lot. We went to the Wilds game. I was really upset they didn't count that last one as a goal. Really kind of pissed me off, but it's okay.
What makes this such a good fit?
Yeah, I think it's the guys in the locker room. Coming from another team, at first I was kind of nervous about how I was going to fit in, but then when you get here, you realize the guys are great, they all want to play football, and they all want to have fun, and that's the most important thing in this league, and I've always believed that. So coming into a locker room like this where everyone's really close, tight-knit, they can have a fun time but still know when to work, you know, that makes the best of a team. So that's really what I'm walking into.
Outside looking in, do you see some residual from the way their season ended last year, or is that kind of put away, or do you kind of get a sense that there's still a little bad taste in some mouths?
Oh, I think there's a lot of bad taste, and there should be. You know, you come off a season like that, you played great all year, and then the playoff game is tough, and you know, you see the hunger in a lot of guys, and that's what you want. You want guys to still be hungry, and they, you know, we kind of got in there, now we want to go further, and I think everybody has that attitude around here, and it's great to kind of come in here and be a part of that now.
I know when you first signed, you spoke a lot about Teddy. What do you like most about him as a player, and maybe what you're getting to know now as a teammate?
I love him because he is the prototypical quarterback. You know, he's a great guy. He's great to be around. He doesn't overstep his boundaries, which is awesome. You know, he's always coming up, hey, great job, you know, good to see you, stuff like that. He's an awesome quarterback. And when I've watched him play for a while now, and we played against him, and you know, the plays he makes are unbelievable. And I'm hoping that we can kind of expand that and make it more and give him some more opportunities.
What do you remember about playing against the Vikings? Do you remember more specifically about what we were playing?
Yeah, I remember their defense real well. I mean, they are get to the ball, no nonsense type of guys. I don't think we had a lot of fun last year against them. It was more work, so I'm looking forward to that every day. I mean, that's what makes you great as an offensive lineman, playing against a D-line that is known around the league as a bunch of relentless guys and ruthless. That's what you want going into a game.
Your thoughts on Mike Zimmer?
I love Mike. Mike's the man. I don't know how he feels about me right now, but I'm hoping he'll come around. I think he thinks I'm a little oddball, but it's okay.
Someone say the same about him. Oh, you can't answer that. Never mind.
Dude, don't talk about my coach.
That's
like
right.
That. Easy.
Alex, when you're here just in the initial stages, are you talking football with a lot of these guys, or are you just trying to get them to know them on a more personal level? How does the process work of acclimating yourself
here? I think it's a mixture of both. You know, you want to get to know guys and understand at the same time how they play the game. You know, you ask them questions, you know, what would you call here? What would you say here? What would you be thinking here? But at the same time, after here, you know, you go get lunch together, hang out, stuff like that. You know, it's kind of a mixture of both, but you're just trying to build this bond that at the end of the day, you're going to be playing together, so you want to get to know this guy like he's your brother.
That's what I asked you. You made fun of me.
Well, you asked it in a different manner.
It's just the phrasing of the question.
Yes.
Much better.
Great phrasing. Gold star.
Why would Coach Zimmer think you're an oddball?
I think because I'm so loud and just kind of out there all the time, and I don't say the nicest words all the time, you know, and I enjoy being here so much that when I'm here, I'm just at a 10 all the time, so I can't control myself. Like right now, I feel myself getting up there. It's just, it's dangerous. Hold on.
Have you heard him speak?
Very, very softly.
He uses some of the same words.
No, but like when I first met him, he was just like, you know, he sat down, he was real quiet, and I was real loud, and I was like, maybe I got to take it down to a little bit, and then I went back up, and I love the guy, though. I think he's great, and I'm excited to play for him.
Have you guys had any contact with Tony yet, Sperano?
Yeah, we're doing the you can meet in the class now, so we've been going over plays and stuff like that.
What do you think he's going to bring attitude-wise?
I think just that, an attitude. You know, he kind of set the tempo from the first day, which as an offensive line I think is great. You know, your coach should always be the general. You know, he's the guy that sets the tempo for you, and he laid it out. Listen, there's no nonsense. You know, we're gonna rise the bar this year, and I think it was great. You know, it's one of those things where I've never played under Tony directly, but I've played with him. And I love the way he coached, and I really agreed with it. So now to have him as a coach, I'm excited.
What about Adrian Peterson? How much have you watched him? How much do you know about him? What's that do for you?
I think I've watched AP as much as everybody else. I mean, I think he is by far one of the best running backs in the league. He reminds me so much of a Frank Gore and Marshawn Lynch at the same time that it's almost scary. And I'm really excited to be here with a running back like that that truly wants to just pound people and run over people and yet at the same time can outrun people. I mean, I think that's amazing.
You expecting on the left guard?
Yeah.
What do you think of playing next to Matt Khalil?
I'm excited.
Face a lot of criticism here.
You know, you take that for what you want. I'm a firm believer that as long as you have respect in the room, you're good. So I think for Matt and I, it's just kind of building a relationship. We've been hanging out a lot, and we sit next to each other in the meeting room now, talk about things, you know, what do you see, what do I see, here's what I think we should do, stuff like that. It's growing really well, and I'm really excited. Good?
Great.
You guys are the best.
Yeah.